Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel 573. As we continue here in Parshas Kisetze with the second mitzvah having to do with ribbis in this context, and today's the mitzvah's assay of lending to a non-Jew with ribbis with interest. Says the Torah again, Lo Sashich Lo Achicha, do not be mashich to your brother. What does that mean? Again, give interest to your brother. The iser on the loven, neshach kesef, neshach ochel, anything, money or any thing that is shava kasef neshach kol davar sheyishach, anything you're not allowed to give as interest. La nachri tashich, but you can give and have in the context of a relationship with a non-Jew, you can take interest from him. Ula achicha lo tashich. Repeat it again. We'll have to see why that's repeated. L'man yivarechecha Hashem alokecha, in order so that Hashem shall bless you. B'chol mishlach yadecha ala aretz asher atav Hashem alirishta. So that l'man yivarechecha is going on both of these halachos. First part, not being involved in ribbis at all. And part two, giving to the non-Jew. La'nechri tashich, Rashi says, v'lo la'achicha. Not to your brother, as it says twice. Lo shasha la'achicha, it said, u'la'achicha lo tashich. Lav abba mechlal asei asei. Rashi says, this pasuk, this line of la'nechri tashich should be understood as a lav haba mechlal asei. A lo sa'asei that is emphasized through the writing of an asei. The ikar is not to do it to a Jew. So when it says do it to a non-Jew, the ikar is don't do it to a Jew. La'avar la'bishnei lavin va'asei. To violate two beferish lavin, to emphasize, though it's not counted as three separate isurin. But it says lo sa'ashik la'achicha, and it says la'achicha lo tashik, and it says la'nachri tashik, that two negative formulations and one positive formulation to tell me that if I do the same thing, I violate in three different ways. That is the Rashi. If you look in the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, though, they argue this is not just a lav haba mechlal asei, but the Rambam holds and the Chinuch follows him. This is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. The Rambam counts this in mitzvah kuf tzadi ches. He writes it in the minyan akatzar to start lahalvos lanachri beribis shenamr lanachri tashich, to lend money to a non-Jew with interest. Mi piyah shmuel lamdu shizu mitzvah asei. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam there in the Minyan HaKatzar, and he says, Lo nimsa bisifri, this is not what I found in the Medrash, L'nachri tashich zu mitzvah asei, ela mishum lava b'mechlal asei, L'nachri v'lo li'Yisrael. The Iker is the Lo asei that comes out of it, but it's not a regular mitzvah asei. This is the Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashba. Rov Rishonim assume against the Rambam that this might be an allowance, L'nachri tashich, or a lava b'mechlal asei, but not a bona fide mitzvahs asei d'oraisa. The Ramban echoes this as well in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shoresh Shishi, in the sixth Shoresh. The Rambam discusses how many mitzvahs do you count when you have mitzvahs asays and losa asays connected to the same act. Says the Rambam, Sha'a mitzvah she'yiba asay v'losa asay, roi limnos asay sheba im mitzvahs asay, v'lav sheba im mitzvahs losa asay. Whenever you have an asay and a losa asay that are associated with the same action, so they're counted together, they're counted both. The asays amongst the asays and the los asays amongst the los asays. For example, says the Rambam, Da, Sha'adavar ha'echad, Yebo asay v'los asay alecha b'shlosh apanim. There are three types of cases where you might have an asay and a los asay around the same action. Number one, im shiyya maisa min amaisim mitzvahs asay, via over alav, yavra mitzvahs los asay. If you do the act, it's an asay. If you don't do the act, it's a los asay, meaning it's an exact opposite image of each other. That's the first category of asay and los asay. Kamo, Shabbos, Yontif, Shemitah. Shabbos, Yontif, Shemitah. If I don't do the malacha, I get a mitzvah. If I do the malacha, I get an aveira. Shasiyas malacha bahem mitzvahs los asay, vaha menucha bahem mitzvahs asay. That is first type of asay and los asays working together. Or fasting on Yom Kippur. Tainus Som Kippur, mitzvahs asay. V'achilo bo mitzvahs los asay. Eating is this, and not eating is this. And that's number one. We have an asay and a los asay that are exact mirror images of each other. Number two, says the Rambam, if you have what's called a lav shekadmo asay, you're supposed to do the asay. If you didn't do the asay, then you have the los asay that kicks in. So for example, the Torah tells us, by ones, mefata, motzi shemra, lo sihiyeh le'isha, you should marry her, and lo yuchal l'shalcho kol yamav, that's mitzvah's los asay. So you have an asay before the los asay. Or by Shiluach HaKan, Shaleach Teshalach, I'm sorry, that's going to be the next one, I'm sorry. This one is Ones, first comes the Asay, and then the Los Asay. And then the Rambam says, Vishim Shiyah Lav Kodem Yachagach Yinatik Lasay. Or sometimes you have a Lav first, and then the Asay. Lo Sikach Ha'em Al Habanim, don't take the mother, and if you did, shalach to shalach. Right? Don't any lavanita glase. Don't steal, don't take ribbis v'chulu, and all of those. If you do it, so then you would have the asay to fulfill. So sometimes you have asays and los asays that are mirror images of each other, like Shabbos and Yantav and Shmita. Sometimes you have a lav shekadmo asay, meaning the asay comes first, and that's the case of Ones and Motzi Shemra. And sometimes you have the lav that comes first, that's by all the lav and itak asays. V'chol min me elu, says the Rambam, in all these cases, even in case number one, where they're exact mirror images of each other, you count them separately. You might have said, by case two and three, they're at least separate stages, so you count them separately. But case category one, they're exact parallels. So either count it as an asay or a los asay. If you do malacha, you get the aveira. If you don't do malacha, then you don't get the aveira. But it should be a missus asay of Shabbason. Says the Rambam, yes. By all these three, you count the asays amongst the asays, and the los asays amongst the los asays. And says the Rambam, nobody has ever made a mistake about this. V'hu davar mevuar she'inyan atzivui behem zulas inyan ha'azhara, v'shneyem shnei inyanim nivdalim. They're two separate ideas. Tziva be'echan mehem, v'hizir min ha'acher. Commanded one, warned against the other, v'lo ta'a b'shorish hazeh shumadam. Nobody's ever made a mistake. The Ramban, though, says, right there on the Shrashim, I think the Rambam made some mistakes. One of his mistakes is right here. The Isser of interest and the mitzvah of taking interest from a non-Jew. That's a mitzvah? Says the Ramban. Od mitzvah zacheros ta behen arav. Kegon lahalvos lenachri beribis. And what are the two that go together? Lending money with interest to a non-Jew, or collecting a loan that Shemitah was mishamet, in quotes, from a non-Jew. The Rambam also says that you should, it's a mitzvah to collect from the non-Jew. Shemar is an achriti ghost. We had it back in Re'ei. Shemin on harav, mitzvahs chalutos. The Rambam counts both of these as two separate mitzvahs. And says the Ramban, I beg to differ. V'ena kavana el aloma l'anachrit hashich v'lo l'achicha. Lava b'mechal asay, as the Ravid said before, shehu Nikra asei b'havas ha'ach. So this is a major machlokas rishonim, whether today's mitzvah is counted as a mitzvah or an allowance, or even better, a lav haba michlal asei. And related to this, the same machlokas would be what we had earlier, mitzvah taf ayin vav in the chinuch, the mitzvah of lending money to a collecting a loan that you lend to a non-Jew after Shemitah, so that is a mitzvah to collect that. So now we see the Sefer HaChinuch who agrees with the Rambam. Shiz tavinu, levakesh ribis bina umos kishenilva mehem. We should ask for ribis. So interesting, some achronim discuss, what exactly is the mitzvah? Is it the entire loan with interest, or is it just the interest? So if you're medayik from the language of the chinuch, we are commanded to ask for ribis when we lend them. Meaning, as the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Aleph, amongst other achronim, there's no mitzvah to get a loan to give a loan to a non-Jew. There's no mitzvah. If you do, so then there's a mitzvah to collect the ribbis in that case. But it is a situational mitzvah, says the Minchas Chinuch. Ve'in mitzvah lavoso. There's no mitzvah to go around and try to lend money. Rak imal velo mitzvah likach miyoto ribbis. But if you do, you should take ribbis from him. Ve'hav yilei mitzvah zasei kemo tzitzis. Wow, the Minchas Chinuch says this is another example of like tzitzis. Tzitzis is a situational mitzvah. If you are wearing a beged, a four konfos, a four corners, so then you have a mitzvah of tzitzis. If you lend money to a non-Jew, then you have a mitzvah of ribbis. But before that, to put on the beged, me'ikra din, you don't have a chiyuv to do. To lend the money, to put yourself into the situation of ribbis, that you do not have a chiyuv to do. And that's going to help us out, a little bit later, with a gemara. But anyway, this is the definition of the mitzvah. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. Now, what is the shorash of the mitzvah? What's the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? She'ein ra'ui lanu ligmol chesed zulasi ala'am yodei ha-kel va'ovdim lefanav. It is only appropriate for us to have this high standard of chesed to those who are co-religion people. Right, our co-religionist, Elam Yodea Kelvov Dimufanath, Ubihimana Chesi Mishar Bnei Adam, by withholding the high standard from other people, Vna'ase Oto Le'elu, and only to these, Nivchan, it will be clear, Ki Iker Ha'ava Vachemla Alehem, Mitzarech Zikim Batarasalokim Yizbarach. the special relationship we have with them is because of our connection with God. So it's the same idea of chesed, doing it with our brethren and not doing it with those around us. The Ramban here echoes that idea. The Ramban, earlier than the Chinuch, says on the mitzvah of lo sashich la'achicha to a non-Jew, tashich. Yosef pekan asarakam lelove mashenkein b'chol dine mamanis, as we said yesterday, that there's the isser on the love, unlike all the other dine mamanis, like Ona'a and Gezel v'chulu. Aval haribis shunasel v'ashneem ubertzonam lo neser elamisada achva v'chesed. Ribis is only usher because of brotherhood. Kemosha tziva v'yahavtel reyecha kamocha. Ukemosha amar yishamar lecha. V'chein ha-shmita, chesed v'achim. So do shmita is a chesed amongst brothers. V'lakach amar es hanachriti ghost. Like that's why it says in Re'eh, take, collect the loan from a non-Jew. V'kavalo bracha. And there also a bracha is promised. Ki akasav lo yaskir a bracha rak bitstaka ubechasadim lo begeza ubegneva ubeona. Not ripping people off and not stealing, that isn't zocha to a bracha in the Torah. That you have to do. Not differentiating between Jew and non-Jew, so that's worthy of losing a bracha. Differentiating and not taking ribbons from a Jew and taking from a non-Jew, that is worthy of a bracha. Why? So what are they driving at? So we mentioned this back in mitzvah, Tuf Ayin Vav as well, related to these two mitzvahs. It's there in the Ramban, but Mori V'Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig expanded upon this as well in an article where he says, this, if you think about it, ribbis, what's bad about ribbis? It's interest. As we said yesterday, the Gemara says that you go through it willingly. If I give you money, I regular business practices, as the Gemara said in Balmetzia Samach Aleph, Derech Mekach Umemkar. This is regular business. If I give you money, I have every right to demand a little more back. That's what everybody understands. It's not, if you look around in any country, any society, taking some interest, that's normal. That's regular business profit. It's not stealing. It's not ripping people off. There's nothing hidden under the table here. So if you think about it, natural business practice means to take ribbis. But you know what the Torah demands? Not from brothers. You wouldn't charge your brother interest. Ah, but what if you don't charge anybody interest? So then your relationship with your brother is not highlighted. That's the purpose of this mitzvah. The purpose is that the nachri you should dafka take ribbis from, not because, you know, you should dafka per se. Like we said, you don't even have to take a loan. There's no mitzvah to give him a loan. It's just that if you give him a loan, you have to take ribbis. Why? Otherwise, you would be undermining the special, unique quality that Am Yisrael have with each other. That's the purpose here, and that's also the same idea by Shemitah, collecting loans after Shemitah. If you think about it, that's unbelievable. That's such a high standard of chesed. I lent you $10,000, and I'm not going to collect it. Not going to collect it. You have every right to collect it. Why shouldn't you be able to collect it? The Torah says, when it comes to brothers, you know, forgive. Unbelievable. What a high standard. That's Derech Agav, by the way, why Hillel made Prisbol. People think that Prisbol is, oh, another rabbinic loophole. No, the point is that, what does the Gemara say? People stop lending money. Hillel saw that the most basic level of chesed is to lend money. What is Shemitah? Shemitah is about the highest level of chesed, that we won't collect loans. But people, says Hillel, because they were scared of that super duper chesed that they wouldn't be able to do, they stopped doing the most basic chesed. So what Prisbol did is to put it back, to make sure people do the most basic chesed, and maybe in the future at some point we'd reach the level where we could do the ideal, unbelievable chesed. But there too, if I don't collect the loan from the non-Jew, then I'm basically doing the super duper chesed to everybody, and you are undermining the special, unique relationship that every Jew has with each other, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, and that is why the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah and not just as a hefter. So the two mitzvahs, Tavkuf Ayin Gimel, ribbis from a non-Jew, and Tav Ayin Vav, the money from a loan from a non-Jew. Vayter, midini ha-mitzvah, mash'amr zachar nolavracha. What are the halachas of this mitzvah? Shem mitzvah lahakdim alvaz Yisrael b'china me'alvaz ha-goy b'ribbis. The Gemara says, if I have a choice to lend a Jew without interest and lend a goy with interest, I lend the Jew without interest, right? That comes first. This is one of the rayas, the Achronim point out, to the Rambam. If there's no mitzvah to lend a goy with interest, then what's the havamina? Of course, a loan to a Jew versus a loan to a non-Jew. Of course you would say that. So it's a raya to the Rambam. The pashtus is against the Ramban because there wouldn't be a havamina otherwise. Is there any Gemaras on the other side? This is a Beferish Gemara that seems like the Rambam, because that's why there's a clash, and you have to say what's the hierarchy. So there is a Gemara in Makos, the last daf in Makos, which seems to be very problematic for the Rambam. The Gemara there, if you remember, is going through the basics of Jewish life. There are 613 mitzvahs, and then we get it down to 15, and we get it down to 11, well, first 11, and then less and less and less until we get it down to, right, Hatzni Lecha Simalo Kecha. But along the way, the Gemara darshans different phrases in Tehillim, and what they mean. And one of them is, Kaspo Lo Nasan B'Neshech, from Tehillim, Afilu Beribis Akum. This is a great praise of somebody, he didn't even think ribis are a non-Jew. Sounds like it's against the Rambam. What's wrong with that? It's a mitzvah. You should do it. What do you mean it's a great chassid? He's a chassid if he doesn't do this. Of course he should do it. How did the Rambam read this? So the answer might be what we just said from Achronim. And that is, the Rambam never says that it's a mitzvah, dafka, to go out and lend money and take ribbis. No, there's no mitzvah to lend money. There's no mitzvah. Once you lend money, you have a mitzvah to collect the interest from the non-Jew, because you don't, as we said before, because you don't want to undermine the unique relationship that Jews have with each other. But at an even higher level, if you don't want to even have any chash, any stain at all, don't lend money in the first place. Then you won't have to lend with interest, which would then have function as a unique idea to keep Jews and non-Jews separated. So that's maybe what the Rama means, that it's even higher level not to even lend at all. Vaiter in the Sefer HaChinuch, Humasha Amru, Shagoy Shalava Mos Yisrael Beribis, what if a non-Jew borrowed money, Avabisha and his guy, then he converted. So now he's a Jew. Gova Mimeno Komasha Ola Miribis Hashir his guy. He has to pay for all the interest that accrued before the Gerus, Shalo Yomru, Bishosh, Yifra Aribis this guy, because we don't want people to say that, oh, you know why he converted? Because he didn't want to pay all the interest, right? That would be a terrible idea to mention, to think about as possible. So that is why he would have to pay all the interest up till now. Uke inyan shenitz tavinu levakesh mehem ribis kamochin mutol lases lehem ribis. And just like you're allowed to take ribis from them, you're allowed to give ribis to them, right? The issues of having a non-Jewish bank. Shelo aser lanu akasev ela ribis shel Yisrael. Only ribis shel Yisrael is aser yadua hadavar. What else is discussed here? Skip a couple of lines. Amru Chazal sheaf al pi shehirbis shel haribis shelhem mutar benadin. Even though, as we just said, this is a mitzvah and it's mutter and it's even suggested in certain cases, only amount that you need. You can't just go whatever you need. You can't just go overboard and have tons and tons of cases where you're going to borrow with interest. If we lend money with interest all the time, we're probably going to come to lend money to a Jew with interest, and therefore it's better not to do it too much. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says maybe that's the double lashon in the pasuk. So you remember the pasuk. The pasuk starts off by saying Lo sashich lachicha. Do not give. La nachri tashich ulachicha lo tashich. So I have to repeat it. Already says lo sashich lachicha in pasuk chaf. Why does it repeat ulachicha lo tashich? Same phrase. So Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, don't do it to a Jew. Do it to a non-Jew, but not so often that it would lead to your violating lo achicha lo tashich. That's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh's reading. Bishop Sheva Yavo, let's know gam li Yisrael. There's a limit, right? It can't become part of you that will lend with interest to everybody in the world. So we have to be careful about that. So how does somebody violate this iser? What if I don't lend money to a non-Jew? Stop, because I don't have any non-Jews that want any money to borrow. So there's no iser. There's no aveira here. If I just don't do something, stam, because the situation didn't present itself, that's not an aveira. The aveira is where the situation did present itself, but I still didn't collect the interest. For overall zeve hilveu below ribis, mitoras chesed levad. If I lent him money without ribis, because of chesed, lo mi tikva elav l'revach imo mitzad achen. Not because, oh, I want to get on his good side for some other reason. Oh, me b'nei darki shalom, because of just darki shalom. Bitel mitzvah aseizu. There's a bitel mitzvah. Similar to what we discussed a couple of days ago, when we discussed the iser of marrying certain types of nations, but third generation they're allowed in. So what happens if I don't marry them because I don't like any of them? I just don't want to marry them. Not because they are a Mitzri or an Adomi. There's no Aveira. The Aveira there is only if you could marry them and you don't marry them because you think halachically there is a problem. So to here. Only if I don't collect the interest because of chesed. If I don't collect the interest because I have another ulterior motive, so then there is not a problem with not collecting the interest in that case. And again, he says, Ramban, lo yimne b'cheshem mitzvah seizu, the Ramban does not count this one as a mitzvah, v'yamar, shakasav azeh lo ba'i lov litin aseh v'lo saseh. No, this is an aseh v'lo saseh. It's an alam ba michlal aseh. No mitzvah counted. Says the chinuch, v'im kol zeh, even though this makes sense, derech hamelech neilech lo nita yimen usmo mecheshbono, we still follow the Rambam, as I've said many times, v'hagadol mi sheshkagosav svuros. Right, the Rambam is the one that I follow, and therefore, I will keep the count based on the Rambam. Remember, this mitzvah also should be viewed in the larger framework of how we view Jew-non-Jew relationships in terms of Dini Mamonis. Right, in terms of Gezel Akum being Asur, Onoas Akum, Taus Akum. Right, this is part of that larger framework of Dini Mamonis monetary laws and relationship between Jew and Jew and non-Jew. Goes back to the Gemara in Baba Kama, where the officers of Rome came back and told the Jews, we agree with everything in the Torah, we understand it, except for Shorshal Yisrael, Shonogach Shorshal Akum, Pater Shorshal Akum, Shonogach Shorshal Yisrael is going to be Chayev. They thought that is biased, but everything else is good. And then we discussed Tosfos there and the Amshal Shlomo there. Why did they just lie about that halacha? But either way, this is part of that larger framework. Okay, we will stop here.